Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi from True Crime Today.
Featuring forensic evidence expert Scott Roder from Evidence Room.
Let's go over to the parents that are getting charged for their children's firearms and murder crimes. This is potentially precedent setting and maybe, I don't want to say game changing. I don't know that it's necessarily going to make people more responsible when they already should be. Maybe some. But we're now seeing some of the parents involved in some of these recent school shootings being charged with the crimes as well. And in many cases, looking at it from a 10,000 foot overview, very appropriately, James and Jennifer Crumbly, of course, arguing that they shouldn't be charged, but they in fact gave their son, who has clearly had mental health issues that they were aware of, a very high powered rifle, which he then used to kill people in his school. We also just saw last week, the mother of an 11-year-old who got a gun out of her car that was accessible, shot at some of his friends who were playing football. Luckily, no one died. She's only facing second-degree misdemeanor charges right now. One would think it would go to at least reckless endangerment, but maybe those charges are still coming. This is a new trend. This is something that we haven't seen before. I guess the big question is going to be, where is the line? Who is potential for being charged when their children commit some sort of heinous act like this? Does everyone get charged that has something like this happen in their lives? Or do we still have to look at this on an individual basis and how much involvement the parents had with supplying the weapon itself? Or do we go more too into the parenting and what they gave their children mentally to be or not be where they're at today?
Wow, Tony, you really opened up a can of worms there, didn't you?
A little bit.
But the best question, you've asked so many relevant questions there. I don't know how to first take a bite.
I need to pause and let you answer because I just keep going. It's like, there's a question.
No, brilliant questions. But I'm going to ignore all of those questions and say what this reminds me of, and hopefully you'll find it relevant.
All right.
You remember the Uvalde school shooting?
Yes, without a doubt.
In Texas?
Yep.
Okay. That kid, I forget his name right now.
Yes.
That 18-year-old kid went into on his 18th birthday, mm-hmm. 2 weeks before school's out or a week before school's out, and he purchases what I calculated at that time over $3,800 worth of guns and ammunition and cartridges. And that's on the conservative side. Some estimates were up to $8,000, depending on what those weapons went for. Mm-hmm. And those weapons were then used to gun down those kids at the Uvalde school. And I believe it was in room 101 and 102. I did an episode of that. Reminds me this kid, and although that tragedy has been out of our news cycle for a while now, there has been one question answered that nobody's answered. Where did this poor, living with his grandma, kid get $4,000 to $8,000 to go in and buy all the weapons the day before he committed that massacre? Mm-hmm. So you asked the question of where the kids get the guns to do the murder. Is that a crime? Yes. If a minor gets his parents' gun and does that, the parents, you are responsible for the actions of your child until that child turns 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And even some say up until 21. And if you have weapons in your house, I have guns. I am a concealed carry owner. I have guns for the cases that I work on. They are under a secure situation because you have to be responsible. I don't have any children here, but if I had children here, I would double the security. right? You cannot have young children who are not, are not legally allowed to vote. Mm-hmm. Yet you as a parent will allow a loaded, unsecured handgun in your home and allow it to be taken even without your knowledge, let alone give the kid free access to it. Yeah, you're a fucking shitty parent.
100%
you should
agree.
Go to jail.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, those of us who have guns, I do have guns. I don't use them, but they're there for protection. And there's no way my children can get their hands on them because they are locked up in a safe that they don't know how to get into. It's not rocket science, I think, to be able to be responsible with guns. Should you want them, it just somehow becomes incredibly difficult for many parents to be responsible. And that seems to be almost even a bigger issue in parenting than even just the guns alone, where if one is irresponsible enough in that area, you have to imagine there's many other areas of their parenting that are severely lacking as well.
Well, yeah, I think that is a very accurate statement. And as people say, when you hear someone like say truth, that's truth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think but the criminal aspect of it and the prosecutorial aspect of it, which we'll try to get back into my lane now, right? I won't be a dad anymore. I'll just say, let's say if you're looking at the violent crime and youth crime with guns, kids don't have the ability to buy these guns. They're not getting them from their friends, or maybe they are, but their friends are getting them from their parents, mm-hmm. right? Parents who have unsecure weapons. And then if you have teenagers, whether they're ruly or unruly, whether they're white or black, whether you're rich or poor, if you have teenagers and under, and you have weapons, and whether you intentionally or not, yeah, no, that is wrong. But we also need to look at, like I said, in the Uvalde shooting, weapons are expensive. And especially these long gun shooting situations, like in Uvalde, you know, where does an 18-year-old get $8,000 or $7,000 to buy guns like that to shoot up a school? Nobody's ever answered that question, Tony. I hate to go back to that,
no.
But I think it just reminds me of, yeah, where is the prosecution of these atrocities for who supplied the weapons? Whether it's a family or some other kind of an instigator, I think tracking that down is an important part of crimes, especially some of these high profile crimes. For example, the Las Vegas shooting of that country music festival
So
many years ago, which has been forgotten in our news. Where did that stockpile get funded from? And so on and so forth. So I think it's always an important component, whether the case is small or whether the case is huge, has national or international implications, or just implications to the guilt or innocence of a person. I think it's important to track down that as an evaluation of the culpability of the crime, for sure. I think it's a great idea, Tony. I'm on board with that idea.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Scott Roeder, our guest today. Scott, tell them more about what you do.
Here at the Evidence Room, we employ a team of engineers, medical illustrators, 3D modelers, and animators under my direction to reconstruct cases of personal injury, medical malpractice, police officer-involved shooting cases, both defending and on the plaintiff side and in criminal court, as probably what I'm most well known for in my personal testimony. But we have a full company that serves internationally on issues of demonstrative evidence and forensic animation. And we get hired by lawyers, by cities, by insurance companies, and by private citizens to augment investigations through their legal teams. We can be found at the web on evidence-room.net, and we service everywhere. And if you need us and we can help, we'll do the best we can for you.